imagine. What approach do you take when someone is snoring in the Dhammapada? Is it a kindness to them to actually wake them, or would you leave it?
Depends on who's snoring. If it's me,
leave you alone.
Leave me alone, yes. Monks have been known to fall asleep during their Dhamma talks, which is quite an achievement. So joking, not joking, it depends who it is. I think if it's just momentarily, you have a momentary thing, then just say leave it. If it's something that's going on for an extended period, you know, 10 minutes into an hour-long sitting, then it's often a kindness to take action and for someone to gently go up and bring it to that person's attention that they are not quite with it. But it does depend who it is that's dropped into that state. It's not an uncommon situation.
No, it's not.
I'm trying to remember where it was, but somewhere, I think it was on a 10-day retreat, and one of the retreat managers had a word with somebody who was continually snoring. I'm not remembering this very clearly, but their comment was, "I get my best sleep in the shrine room." It was a joking, not joking. It was a kind of a way of apologizing, but like, yeah, I have a really good rest.